joined in studio by Chris Lawson from Lawson Commercial and Catherine Paisley from Riggs & Clay Solicitors. We are talking about the Arkfield Business Awards. Good evening. Oh, sorry, good morning, Chris.
Good evening.
I'm so used to saying good evening when I'm at chamber meetings with you two. But good morning to Chris.
I thought you'd been up a long time.
I have been up a long time, actually. It's been a long day already. Chris, Catherine, welcome to Ashdown Radio. Good to see you,
you.
This morning. Both of your companies have been involved with the sponsorship of the awards since day one, back in 2012. For each of you, why is it important for your company to support the business awards?
As you say, Riggs & Clay's been an integral part of Arkfield business community, of the awards, since its inception. And we think it's really important to support and showcase the really good businesses that are out there in the region. So we're very proud to do that.
And Chris?
Well, much the same. Close involvement with the Chamber for many years as well. And, it's important. We've got some fascinating businesses in this area. Some world-beating little businesses tucked away that people don't hear about. And I think it's important that they get showcased.
And you, Chris, are sponsoring, again, the Small Business of the Year. And this is for businesses with up to how many people?
I have no idea.
Oh. I think it's under 10.
Under 10.
And as you say, most of the businesses we have in Arkfield and surrounding area are small businesses.
They are. They start off small and they grow. And that's the fascinating thing. I mean, there's a company now which we came across many years ago, started off with two people and a dog. Mm. They're now a well-beating company that's involved in producing something that's involved in chip manufacture. They've grown and grown and grown. They're still based locally. We've just sold them another building. They are now in 12,000 feet at Ringmer. Mm. And that's taken, 20 years? Mm. But there's loads and loads of little businesses. And it's great fun to help someone start up and get going and hopefully see them be successful. And sometimes there's people that you think, well, actually, you haven't actually thought this through terribly well. You know, you need to go back and have another go at your business plan. But, it's good fun. It's very enjoyable.
And Catherine, your business you're sponsoring this year, again, is the best place to eat and meet, which is the best one because it's all the restaurants and pubs and hotels and places like that, all the sociable places.
I'm sure we didn't give that any thought when we offered to sponsor that one at all. It's pure coincidence. Yeah, absolutely delighted to sponsor that category. It's a really valuable category, particularly this year when hospitality has taken such a hammering. Mm.
Yeah.
So any venue that has come through the last couple of years and is still thriving absolutely deserves recognition. And I'm really looking forward to the judging process, to seeing the sort of businesses that enter, and obviously to going to sample their wares.
What are you actually particularly looking... I mean, obviously, you just said about some of the things, but what are you looking for, do you think, this year, especially with this year's awards? What sort of things are you looking for in the process of the judging when you go out and see them all, look at their entries?
Experience. So if I walk in as a customer, impeccable customer service, obviously good food, lovely surroundings, and just a wonderful ambience.
Yeah, and Chris, for you, Small Business of the Year, what do you think is your main thing you're going to look for this year?
I don't think there's anything specific. I mean, it's usually when you get an entry, something grabs you about it. Mm. We depending on how many we get, I mean, I think when we did it back in 2018, which was the last time we had the awards, I think we had something like 25 or 30 entries in our category. So we go through and do an initial trawl based on all the entry forms, and then we usually have a short list of five, which we might actually go and see, and it goes from there. And then you get a feel for it for actually meeting the people. So.
Going back, if I'm trying to work out who won your category, a couple of as you say, it was four years ago.
I'd have to go and look at the website, Gary.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I think for hospital, actually, Business of the Year was won by the Picture House.
Yes, you won two that year.
I think they've won a number of awards, obviously since the cinema became a restaurant as well. But there are still plenty of time for nominations, and the main thing to get across actually is not just about nominating; it's the business needs to enter. Once they've been nominated, they need to actually enter themselves in for the awards. Otherwise, it's not a nominations contest.
Absolutely not. And I think from our perspective, we would encourage as many people as possible to enter. Because, you know, you've got to be in it to win it. And the more people that enter, the greater the chance there is of them winning, of course. And plus, it also gets them known. They might be shortlisted. It means they're looked at.
Yeah. So, well, nominations close at the end of this month. And then after that, there's a couple of weeks before the nominees have got a chance to enter the awards. For both your businesses over the last few years with COVID, I know for you, Chris, COVID has not really affected your business to a degree that a lot of others, because you found a lot of new people want to actually move and open business in the town.
In the first lockdown of 2020, I mean, people didn't stop ringing us wanting buildings.
Mm.
It was a bit of a pain when there was only two of us to run the firm until we could bring people back out of furlough. But, the industrial market was phenomenal. People carried on wanting buildings. And when we did an analysis of the 25 deals that went through in 2020, only two were startups. All the rest were existing businesses in the general Weald and East Sussex area expanding.
Mm.
And the problem is there's a lack of stock, lack of buildings. And that happened in 2021. So, and the high street. I mean, there are less shops available in the small high streets today than there were in 2015. But Tunbridge Wells, Eastbourne, Brighton, which empty shop would you like?
Yeah.
So the small towns have survived much better from a retail and a retail perspective, certainly.
Mm. For you, working for one of our local solicitors, how has COVID changed the way you work, Catherine?
It's actually offered us the ability to offer our clients greater flexibility. So all the way through lockdown, we pivoted, to use the word of the moment, to working completely remotely, as you'd expect. We've introduced new electronic processes for various things that we have to do for compliance purposes and for signing documents off, for example. And it means now that people are coming back together more often, we've got the opportunity to offer clients, whether they want to meet face to face, whether they prefer to have a Teams meeting, whether they want us to drive to them or them to us, or do things completely remotely. It's just opened up more choice for everyone.
Are you all back in the office, or do you have hybrid working, but some days you're in at home and working and some days you're back in?
Exactly. Yeah. We've got a completely hybrid policy, and what we're trying to do is to allow all of the people who work with us to work in the way that suits them best, according to business needs as well, so taking lots of different things into account, but allowing them that flexibility.
Because you've not just got the office here in Uckfield, have you? You've got other offices as well.
We do. Yeah. We also have bases in Hove and Seven Oaks and Ashford.
And they're all working exactly the same way?
All exactly the same way, yeah.
Well, guys, both of you, thanks for coming in this morning, giving us a little bit of insight about how your businesses have worked over the last few years with COVID, and also talking about this year's Business Awards. So if you are a small business, you need to enter the Uckfield Business Awards at uckfieldbusinessawards.com. There's a little button for entering or nominating on Small Business of the Year, sponsored by Lawson Commercial. Or if you're a restaurant, a place to meet, cafe, and you'd like to nominate someone or enter, click on the Best Place to Meet and Eat and Meet category, sponsored by Ricks and Kay Solicitors. Nominations close at the end of May, and then entries final close is the 17th of June, and the awards ceremony itself is at the East Sussex National on the 29th of September, which won't be long. This year's going to go quick. If anything like the first few months of this year has gone quick.
And it's right, an entry doesn't have to be nominated.
No.
A business could just enter themselves if they wanted to.
Correct.
They don't have to be nominated.
No.
But
so if you're a business listening at the moment, just enter.
Yeah.
Don't need to nominate yourself. You just enter enter the awards. But
can't wait. Really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Well, Chris and Catherine, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.